The Spokane session, one of five held across the country, focused on Public Health 3.0, an integrated approach that considers social factors like poverty, education levels, and racism to be important public health issues. The meeting featured Dr. Karen DeSalvo, the acting U.S. Assistant Secretary of Health, who said Spokane was chosen because of its excellent track record on the issue, including a very strong public health department.
And it is nationally accredited, and it was one of the first in the country to meet that expectation. It has a really strong track record of using data and being a collaborative partner.
DeSalvo says the partnering of various agencies and organizations is key to the health of a community's citizens.
If you think about housing, it's one of the most important determinants of somebody's good health is safe housing. So having them at the table, the criminal justice system, the business community, this is one of the things that Spokane has done really well is bring a lot of disparate partners to the community.
Those in attendance heard about where Spokane needs to do more to improve the health of its citizens. County Commissioner Shelley O'Quinn cited the need for more state funding for mental health and said she fears the lack of funding could be the next so-called McCleary decision, where the state Supreme Court faulted lawmakers for not funding education.
And they've been cutting services and funding at Eastern and Western State Hospitals. You probably read in the paper, you know, the issues around mental health at those hospitals, but then you add on top of that in our local community the fact that Providence had to reduce the number of beds that they have available. These folks end up cycling through our jail and our emergency rooms, and that's not the place to serve them.
Panelists also talked about the future of public health in Spokane, which is changing as the city's demographics become more diverse. Because of the cost of housing and the increased influx of people, there has been an increase in the number of homeless in Spokane, especially young people. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.